I get it. I don't know what season of life that you're in, but I can guarantee you that you are not hanging out on the couch with zero responsibilities. As women, we are so many things to so many people. I see you. I see you doing the dishes, changing that diaper, trying to pay for your child's college. I see the exhausted grandma and the overwhelmed student. This podcast is for you. So whether you're driving in the car, getting ready for the day, or about to snuggle in the sheets, I pray that this podcast reminds you that you are so loved by the one who beautifully designed you. I am Ashley Shepherd, and this is the Beautifully Designed Podcast. Hey ladies, I am so excited to be back with you on this podcast, and I just want to say thank you for being patient with me the last couple weeks as I have had to lay this down for a little bit, and my husband got a great new job and has been traveling some here at the beginning, and so I couldn't do all of the things. I had to lay a couple things down as I was being the mom and the dad and everything in between to my two beautiful boys. And we just got back from spring break, which it's so early this year. Like, it's not even really spring yet. But anyways, and so definitely took some time and, you know, played with the boys. I think I rode our dirt bike, we rode the four-wheeler, we rode the go-kart outside, and I probably played about a million games of Pig on our basketball goal. And so it was super fun, but you know, I really appreciate you ladies reaching out to me and saying how much you missed it. That really was just confirmation that I needed to get back into recording these and just sharing my heart with you. But I also hope that it gives you permission that there are just some seasons of life that you can't do everything. And that is okay, because we are not called to everything. We're called to certain things in certain seasons. And so I just love how, you know, the Lord always gives us grace. We give grace to other people. And so sometimes we just have to give a little grace to ourselves, because guess what? We are one person. I know sometimes as women, we are like, we multitask like a boss, but we're still one person. So, but I'm really excited about coming back. And I do want to share something with you. You know, we have got so many exciting things coming for you. I'm trying to finish something incredibly exciting that I cannot wait to announce very soon. And so I've been working on that. And so while I've been writing and working on a couple things, the Lord has definitely kind of been putting a message on my heart about not counting yourself out. And I think that sometimes as women, especially, I mean, regardless of what season of life that you're in or how old you are, we count ourselves out. We maybe compare ourselves to other people on social media. So whether it's, you know, moving up in your job, or maybe it's you feel like that you don't have the strength to start a new, you know, exercise regimen, or you know, you failed at a past diet, you don't feel like you can, you know, do it again or try it again. But we count ourselves out before we even try things. And it really, this particular topic has meant a lot to me recently, because as I'm working on this new project, I have heard so many voices. I've heard voices like, you can do this, the women are going to love it, you're going to be such an encouragement. But then I've heard voices like, listen, this has already been done before. Nobody's going to listen to you. You're not even that good of a writer. And so there's like opposite voices, like the angel and the devil on the side of my shoulders, right? Like those shows that you used to see would do that. That's kind of how life has been for me the last couple weeks. You know, definitely in an overwhelming season with my husband traveling a little bit, I've felt like I can't do it all. And so there's been voices with that. But the end of the day, I get to choose which voice I'm going to listen to. And so I kept hearing God's voice say, Ashley, don't count yourself out now. Don't count yourself out now. And so that was just an encouragement to me to know that I have been obedient. I have started something with this ministry, with my Bible studies and podcast and prayer threads and everything that we do, our retreats and our conferences. I actually am traveling this week to Virginia to speak at a MOPS group, which I'm so excited about. And so, you know, but there's so many times where I know I'm being obedient. I'm doing the will of God with this ministry. But then that voice comes in that's like, but you don't have a publisher. You don't have someone that, you know, wants to put your books on, you know, the Lifeway shelf or the shelf at Books a Million. You don't have anyone, you know, supporting you and, you know, wanting to advertise on your podcast or your social media, or, you know, you've not really made it yet. Or, I mean, those voices are so real. And so how can you relate that to what's going on in your life? So maybe you have voices with your job, or maybe it's a voice just parenting, trying to raise your kids, and you have these voices. You're not a good mom, or you yell too loud, or you spank too hard. Sorry, we're spankers in my house. And so I don't know how you're going to relate this to your life, but I want you to think about that now. And I want to say these words to you. Don't count yourself out now. Don't do it. You were created to do incredible things. As a woman, ladies, we birth babies, like we birth humans. That right there is superhero status. Yes, my friends, we have a cape. And if you've not birthed any children, guess what? You have the ability to do so. So you still get to wear your super cape. We were created to be nurturers. We were created to do multiple things at one time. We just have so many skill sets. And my favorite skill set of a woman is the skill set to nurture and to love. And that's something that is so valuable, not just to your children, not just to your spouse. Maybe you're not married. This is valuable to your mom. It's valuable to your sibling. It's valuable to a friend. It's valuable to people who need help. We can step in and nurture people and encourage people through things, whether it be at your job or inside your four walls, or your, you know, really anything, ministry. And so we have an opportunity to not count ourselves out right now. And I don't know what you have kind of put a hold on, or you've stopped yourself because you've just listened to the wrong voice. You've listened to the lies out there that are saying you can't do this, or it's not, you know, this is not for you. Nobody's going to listen to you, or, you know, you don't have the skill set to do it. Those are lies. You know, the enemy is never going to tell you who you are not. God is not going to ever tell you who you're not. God is not ever going to tell you what you're not good at. God is always going to remind you of who you are and how he created you, which in Psalm 139:14 says he created you so fearfully and wonderfully, so perfectly, because he doesn't make mistakes. And he's never going to tell his creation, right? He's not going to tell his creation, well, don't do this because you don't have enough skill or you don't have enough resources. No, you're not going to tell your child that. You created your child, right? You popped that baby out, right? Okay. So you're not going to tell your child that. Well, your heavenly father is not going to tell you that. And so know whose voice it is. No, God's voice is always going to confirm. He's always going to encourage. He's always going to make sure that you have the confidence that you need to fulfill his purpose for your life. Not anybody else's purpose, not your purpose, his purpose. And so we are actually doing a study on Judges in my small group, and we watched a video last night. The video is by J.D. Greer. He is over the Southern Baptist Convention, I think, right now. And if you have Right Now Media, you can actually download this. We have Right Now Media on our TV, and so this is the Judges study. You can watch the videos. It's free if you've got the capability to watch Right Now Media. But so it's the Book of Judges by J.D. Greer, and he did a video last night, and oh my goodness, he gave 3 points, and I'm going to give you a couple of these just to kind of end the podcast, because I want to encourage you ladies to stop counting yourself out now. Like, this is the time to rise up. Like, when you feel defeated or beaten down, or those voices have completely overwhelmed what God has for you, I am going to be the voice to tell you to get up. Get up. Because God created us to do incredible things. And that incredible thing or things is not hovering down in a, you know, ball situation or under your covers saying, I just don't even want to, you know, try today. And it's okay to have those feelings and those moments. We all have those times where we don't want to get out of the covers. It's okay to feel that way. We all do it. And if you say that you don't, that's a lie, because I think we all have those moments, and that's okay. But I want to be the voice to help you understand that God has so many incredible things for you, not just today, but in the future. And so sometimes we have to put the discipline in, the work in, the everyday, you know, get after it, the grit, the hustle, before we start to see the fruit of that. And so what I love about this right here is what J.D. Greer talked about is he actually was talking in Judges, the story. It was the story of Gideon. If you don't know the story of Gideon, I want you to read Judges 7 before you go to bed tonight. But it is the battle where Gideon and his army went against the Midianites. And God told him, because there was 22,000 people in Gideon's army, and he said, that's too many to fight an army. Now, here's the thing. You're never going to hear the world, you're never going to hear the enemy of the world come to you and say, you have too many to fight. When God comes to you and you think it's just crazy idea, you know, it's from the Lord, right? Because when he told Gideon, 22,000 is too many, you need to fight for less, because I want to make sure that I get the glory. Because if I led you to the Midianites with 22,000 people, the Israelites are just going to brag about that. And he wanted to make sure that he was going to give them a miracle, and that they were going to see how God worked. And so he put his army down from 22,000 to 300. The Midianites, it says in the Bible that there were so many, it looked like sand on the beach. That was how many they were going to fight, hundreds of thousands of soldiers. And they showed up with no swords, but God had a plan. And Gideon was obedient to God's voice. And although it seemed like they were coming against something that they could never be successful at, God had a plan. And I know sometimes we have plans, and I know sometimes other people have plans for us, and they want to tell us what we should be doing. I want to encourage you, ladies, God has a plan for your life. And you may feel like you're up against 100,000 soldiers right now, and you only have a measly 300 that's supporting you. Guess what? It doesn't matter, because God has a plan, and that's what you trust. That's what you depend on. And so J.D. Greer said three things that we need to remember. Number one, when God wants to use us, he will weaken us. He will weaken us. Sometimes we go through things in life and we're like, where is God? This has been really hard. You know, 2018 was a pruning season. Okay, God, stop stripping all this stuff away from me. The reality is he was weakening me, so I depend more on him, that I cling to the hem of his garment and I grow closer to him, because I know I can't do it in my strength. I can't do it in my weakness. I can only do it through him. Number two, God is patient with our faltering faith. You know those moments where you just have unbelief? I mean, come on, ladies, I have it. This is like confession podcast, right? I have those times where I just feel so weak in my faith, and I don't know how this is going to get worked out, and I'm like, what ifing it in my mind to death? And these are the times that remember, God is patient with our faltering faith. It says in the Bible that Gideon was afraid. Actually, when God came to Gideon, he was hiding in a hole. And so, you know, he kept saying, are you sure it's me? Because Gideon was not a man of strength. Their family was not a family of wealth. But God chose Gideon because he knew Gideon was going to be obedient to his voice. It even said he was fearful going into battle, but he still obeyed God's voice. God is always patient with our faltering faith. What a blessing, right? He knows we're not perfect. Number three, success means joining Jesus wherever he is. So sometimes we have to redefine success in our life. And it has nothing to do from getting up from the floor and moving forward with our dreams and our goals. And sometimes it has nothing to do with that destination. And it has everything to do with the process and our obedience to God's voice. Success means joining Jesus wherever he is. You know, I've said this many times. So many people can look at my life and think, wow, she used to be successful. She used to do this. Or, you know, people always have opinions and sometimes that comes back to you. So you hear those things sometimes. But the reality is my success is not built on climbing any ladder or how much money I make or making sure that I'm, you know, making people happy or, you know, that my social media looks a certain way and I'm filtering everything and, you know, because I'm successful and so, no. Or my following grows to a certain number. None of that matters. None of it matters. Success means joining Jesus wherever he is. You want to join his will. You want to join what he has for you and stop worrying so much about a calling or a purpose or reaching that destination and start just focusing on Jesus because he's going to get you where he wants you to go. And people may think you're crazy. They may tell you that you're crazy, but it doesn't matter because you are focusing and you are going where Jesus is. And that right there, that is success. That obedience is going to reap so much fruit into your life. And the last little quote that he said, I mean, this just changed my posture. It changed how I woke up this morning because over the weekend, I kind of got some just disappointing news and I felt really discouraged about a particular thing. I won't go into details of that because it doesn't matter. But I was just trying to sort it out in my mind and sort it out in my heart to make it feel okay of what was going on. And when I heard this quote last night, my posture changed. I woke up this morning with a different perspective. Here it is. God uses obedience and faith, not strength and talent. He doesn't use all the strong people. Think of David and Goliath in the Bible. Think of Gideon and the army of 300 that conquered 100,000. When they walked onto that battlefield, God had a plan. And guess what? God is always faithful. Period. End of story. He doesn't want your strength. He doesn't want you when you're top of your game. He doesn't want you because you have the most amazing talent ever in a particular situation. He just wants your obedience and your faith in him to walk out the plan that he has for you. So don't count yourself out now because God has a plan and you may be facing a battle that you feel like that, you know, it's exhausting to even think about. But guess what? God wants to weaken you so you can depend on him. So I want you to boast about your weakness because your weakness makes you more like Jesus because you are depending on him more. You're reading your Bible more. You're on your knees asking God more questions and praying to him as your heavenly Father. You are his creation. And he wants the best for you. And sometimes the best for us is to stay humble and to know that our obedience and our faith matters more than any talent or strength out there. And it's exactly opposite of what the world standards are going to tell you. So it may look odd and feel odd sometimes, but that right there, ladies, that's the secret to success. We all want to feel successful. Nobody wants to feel like a failure, right? But sometimes we have to redefine our success. So don't count yourselves out now, ladies. I love you so much. I hope this message resonates with you. Feel free to share it on social media. And don't forget to get your conference ticket. I would love to see you on April 27th at our church here in Maryville, Tennessee. It's an evening conference. We're going to have worship. I'm going to share with you how to walk out your freedom in Christ. We are going to have a cookie dough food truck. Your ticket includes that. Who wouldn't want some egg-free cookie dough? Yes, it's a thing. I would love to meet you and hug you. And we have that surprise, that project I've been working on will be at the conference and you will be the first to be able to see it and get a hold of it and be a part of it. And so you can get your ticket at beautifullydesigned.com. Just click on Freedom Conference. You'll see it right there on the homepage. Tickets are only $28. And this is for teenagers all the way up for women. But we would love to have you there. So get your ticket. I hope everyone has an amazing week and y'all be blessed. I get it. I don't know what season of life that you're in, but I can guarantee you that you are not hanging out on the couch with zero responsibilities. As women, we are so many things to so many people. I see you. I see you doing the dishes, changing that diaper, trying to pay for your child's college. I see the exhausted grandma and the overwhelmed student.
this podcast is for you. So whether you're driving in the car, getting ready for the day, or about to snuggle in the sheets, I pray that this podcast reminds you that you are so loved by the one who beautifully designed you. I am Ashley Shepherd, and this is the Beautifully Designed Podcast.